最終儀
Okay, so we have time for one question. But the question has to has to be related to what we covered in the past, in the three lessons, yeah, on the paths and grounds.
Rinpoche, I want to ask one question. It's regarding the Buddhist sutras in the path of seeing and path of meditation. During when they are in the post-meditative equipoise, how do they accumulate merits?
Tatunda Tosala Mambu Yungwar, Pena Kazan, Nanzo Satambu, Pena Satambu, Yunde Shin Tugana, Anis Sanjay, Ta Shinjala Dotukre, says Tatunda Sanjay Shinjala Dredi, so Karishiga do Chunyanga to Guyare. Chinche, Anni, in the chair, Chuni, Ninche, Anni, Duche, Atagana Shed, Rangi, Lu, Anishi, Yatamba, Tutukres, Tuche, that same thing, Dre, Tunche.
So how do the bodhisattvas superiors on the path, on the minor path of seeing and minor path of meditation, how do they accumulate the collection of merit? Yeah. In post-meditative equipoise. So there are many ways, there are many ways in which the these bodhisattvas go about accumulating the collection of merit. Yeah. So if you remember from the previous discussion, about the qualities that these bodhisattva superiors possess, isn't it? Let's take, for example, the bodhisattva superior on the first ground, very joyful. These bodhisattvas are able to travel in an instant to 100 Buddha pure lands, and then in an instant they can emanate, they can send out 100 emanations, right? So the purpose of going to the traveling to the pure lands is to, you know, to listen to the instructions and the teachings, yeah, from the Buddhas, and they send out the bodhisattva on the first ground are able to send out 100 emanations, yeah, and with these emanations they work for the welfare of sentient beings, isn't it? So these are the various ways in which they accumulate the merit. And of course, these bodhisattvas are engaged in the practices of the perfections, isn't it? Such as the perfections of generosity, the perfection of ethics, perfection of patience, the perfection of joyous perseverance, and so forth.
Ani takana shi ta tina na sa thambe nekab su ani malam shui debe shi tinda sungpa malam pumta chu karasana malam pumta thangme ba chu se shi sa thambe karu malam tinda top shimbo tinda tabe malam pumta thangme ba chu su tinda sungdo.
So it is said that the bodhisattva superior on the first ground make numberless prayers, tens of hundreds of thousands of very strong aspirations, and they make such aspirational prayers. Yeah.
What toxin? What to satam no tindegi? Tap ani tis ta tondang ti tamje malam teva tamje ta tanangjo sangjo malam sine ta tinang tuheshi ta malam topchim bumda tamya ba chudi ani tanda kundu sangbo malam sta sangjo malam nangla.
So it is said that the bodhisattvas on the first ground make numberless prayers and numberless tens of hundreds of thousands of aspirational prayers, which are very strong and powerful. Yeah. And it is said that all these numberless prayers that the bodhisattvas make are all, can be all condensed into the prayer of Samantabhadra, which is commonly known as the king of prayers, isn't it? So it is said that when we recite and make aspirations using the king of prayers, it is very powerful, precisely because of this prayer contains basically the essence of all the numberless prayers made by the bodhisattvas. Yeah. So that's the prayer of Samantabhadra, or commonly known as the king of prayers. But if you just condense the king of prayers, then you have those two verses that is commonly recited when we make dedications. No? The verse, for example, the verse that starts with just as Samantabhadra and Manjushri knows, that verse.
지.
So I've given you a rough, explanation of the paths and the minor paths and grounds over the past, over the last three lessons, right? And I think most of you are aware that, you know, in the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, there's this mantra, the mantra of the Perfection of Wisdom, Tariyata Kate Kate Parakate Parasamgate Bodhi Swaha. So because now you have some idea of the minor paths and grounds, we can now look at how the five minor paths can be explained or condensed in this mantra.
어떻게니 제가 고랑 다 가설했다. 딱가 때가 됐으니 다 돈다니 다디 선 산스크리트 나무 된대 이 말에 되네 마다 벽에도 유인다 다 돈다니 송시 송시 세기다 돈다 독신 송시 송시 쓰니
So you have gate, isn't it? Gate means go. It's like imperative to go. Go, you know? Go. So you have two gates. So that means go, go, right?
Tati, ti kares gorsena. Ani, tatunda songshi, songshi, sedugala, tambo, da song, sedi kawasena.
Okay, so you have the two mantra starts with the with two gates, isn't it? Tarita and gate, gate. Yeah. So if gate is translated into Tibetan, it means go. So you have two gates, that means go and go. So in short, in essence, the first gate means to go into the path of accumulation, to go to the path of accumulation. And the second gate is to means to go to the path of preparation. So the first two gates are basically saying what they mean is that one has to train, enter and train, you know, in the path of accumulation and the path of preparation. So the first two gates mean collectively to train in both the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, isn't it? Yeah. But if you have already, you know, some idea of what the path of accumulation and the path of preparation is, then it makes more sense, isn't it? When I say that oh, these two gates mean to train in the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, isn't it? So you know, in order to really appreciate, you know, even these the first two gates, you really have to have some idea of what exactly is the path of accumulation, what happens on the path of accumulation, what kind of qualities are acquired, you know. And similarly, you know, when when we are asked, you know, we are told that you know we should go to the path of preparation. It's not going to make any sense, you know, unless you know you have some idea of what the path of preparation is. What does it involve? What kind of training is required, and what are the qualities that attain, and so forth, isn't it? So, in one of the previous lessons, I explained briefly how the transition is made from the path of accumulation to the path of preparation, isn't it? How, you know, when is the transition made? When does the bodhisattva move from the path of accumulation to the path of preparation, isn't it? So, what is the border? What is the boundary and the demarcation, you know, between these two paths? So essentially, one has to gain this special concentration, which is a union of special, which is a union of karma abiding and special insight. Yeah. In general, we say this, but that is not enough. No? Just having a concentration, just achieving a concentration, which is a union of karma abiding and special insight, does not necessarily mean you're on the path of preparation. But if you generate a special concentration, which is a union of karma abiding and special insight, focusing on emptiness or the ultimate nature of reality, oh, when one achieves that kind of concentration, then that bodhisattva, you know, transitions from the path of accumulation into the path of preparation. Yeah, so it's very specific.
Yeah. Tosam chedia, mutilasons, Zozo, Donito, Sherapje, Chidu, Benosolom Chumo, Solom Ting, to the Nekab, Zozo, Donito, Sherapje, Chidu, Sosai, Galejaya, the Muso Timber, Law. Tindeche, that Solom Chumbo Ton Dugala, that Donina Porto Tokwe, and Donina may be Sinetobe. What is Sunkyar? Says Galejab said, Tonda, Donito, Sinetuquyar, Solom Chimanek.
So if you remember, the minor path of accumulation is divided into three. Yeah? The minor small path of accumulation, the minor middling path of accumulation, and the minor big path of accumulation, isn't it? Right. So the bodhisattvas, what is the, you know, the bodhisattvas obviously engage in hearing or education, learning, hearing, and reflection. Isn't it? And they work very hard, you know, in their practice. Yeah. But what is their main goal at this point in time when the bodhisattva is on the minor small path of accumulation and minor middling path of accumulation? I mean, they work so hard and they engage in hearing and reflection, but what is their goal? What is it they're aiming for at this point in their spiritual career? No? They are trying. You know, in using all their means available to them in order to generate the wisdom, realizing emptiness, isn't it? Realizing emptiness. Then, of course, when the bodhisattvas on the minor big path of accumulation, those bodhisattvas have already realized emptiness. Yeah, they have generated the meditative serenity or calm abiding, and focusing on emptiness. Yeah.
어떻게 다 되네 아니 좀 처음엔 또 신의 톱다 뒤네 동일하면 하동 톱이 누가나 다 줄랍니다 표현이 어디래
다다다. So on the minor grip, minor grip path of accumulation, the bodhisattvas achieves the meditative serenity or calm abiding, focusing on emptiness. And when that bodhisattva achieves the special insight, you know, focusing on emptiness, then that bodhisattva makes a transition, yeah, from the minor great path of accumulation to the minor path of preparation.
Yeah.
What is it that enables that bodhisattva on the minor great path of accumulation to make the transition and to cross over into the minor path of preparation? It's not bodhicitta, isn't it? Right? It's not bodhicitta. It is basically wisdom realizing emptiness. You know? It is a gradual strengthening, you know, of the wisdom realizing emptiness in terms of depth, profundity, clarity, you know, precision, basically a quality of that mind, you know, as the quality of that the wisdom realizing emptiness increases, you know, this is how they move from one milestone to another. Yeah.
Oh, that tanda nyamba tisgal eh. That ani song solam no jalam no song si sae di zo de song si. That tongba ni da wa kome. Raba an shara ya paru si ma lobe. That tanda ni tongba ni gomgo gre si ni. That song kya nyamba si tongba ni gomgo gre si ni song ati.
So yeah, in essence, this is how the bodhisattva make the transition from. This is what they do on the minor path of accumulation and minor path of preparation. Yeah. Basically, of course, you know, there is the practice of six perfections, but essentially, they are developing their understanding and the realization of emptiness. Yeah, and it is the strengthening of that. Wisdom realizing emptiness that enables them to make that transition. They move from basically move higher and higher, you know, isn't it? Along on the path, yeah.
What took me? Chaza Kazushiva Nashire, that Jolam Toyn Dukala, Anichi Kasar, Pogi, Tangana, Kore Zawa, that on the Denzin Sedila, there's nobody to it. Raw, the one you are to the stairs, cut the chat to it, go to you.
So, you know, as I mentioned before, in when the bodhisattvas on the minor path of preparation are able to start, you know, doing something with their apprehension of true existence. You know? Yeah, they're able to start harming, you know, their ignorance, you know. And the bodhisattvas on the minor path of preparation acquires, you know, that the ability to harm their manifest conception of true existence. Isn't it? The manifest conceptions of true existence. The great Lama Tsongkhapa said in his three principal aspects of the path that without the wisdom realizing emptiness, even though you have generated the determination to be free, renunciation, and in the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, you cannot cut the root of samsara.
Karsana, 어디 숨겨요. 매듭이라고 합시다.
So Lama Tsongkhapa said that even if you have bodhicitta, you know, even if you have bodhicitta, you know, but if you do not possess the wisdom realizing emptiness, you can't do anything. Not even anything, nothing at all. You can't do, you know, you cannot even start to damage, you know, your ignorance, which is the root cause of samsara. Yeah. So therefore, the wisdom realizing emptiness is of utmost importance, because it is this wisdom realizing emptiness that is the only antidote to the afflictions, to the destructive emotions. Yeah.
어딘데 숨어야 돼? 체장다 가르스나 거기 다 디네인장 다 람 두인도 가나 람 설렁설렁 표현돼야 다 동반이 또 로기 터네 아니 싶어 당시 숨어 마시 다 계신 부차야 저 람 고매야 돼야 저 니몽 세게 시도 이발에 니몽 충로 따야 돼도 람대 공부해야 돼 그러고 강 공부하지 다 니몽을 뇌시도 좋다고 충로 다 원하시 누바다 대바 용하시 그러고 체장 조조 돈이 더 별로 고메시스 아니 공배도 줘도야 독신의 숭도 남면다고 인데.
If you look, you know there are these five, you know, these are different minor paths, isn't it? Yeah. Why are there these different paths? You know, these different paths, in a way, highlight, you know, the progress, highlights the development. The positive development of that wisdom realizing emptiness, is highlighting the progress, you know, in that that particular mind, you know, improving, you know, in quality and strength and so forth, isn't it? Therefore, you have these different paths. It's a development of that wisdom realizing emptiness, and becoming better and better and better and better and better, right? So, you see the whole point of doing any practice, you know, and in this case, the whole point of trying to actualize the paths and travel to the end of the paths, the whole point is to destroy the afflictions in our minds and to destroy the destructive emotions. So, of course, in order to destroy the afflictions, you know, you must have the antidote. Yeah, you must have the solution. Yeah. And the solution or the antidote has to be powerful enough to overcome and destroy these afflictions. Yeah. So, and the only antidote that can cut and destroy ignorance is the wisdom, realizing emptiness.
Oh, toxin. Tine ma ta para kate sin sum ani ti chala toxin tsiyong hai. Para kate sudo ani para sevani paro se shida kate shima chima paro. 바로 침바 세시다 단단히 독신이 송해된다.
Okay, so then back to the mantra. After gate gate, you have para gate. Para means the other side. So para gate means to go over, to cross over. Yeah. Cross over sounds familiar. It's a city harvest project, isn't it? Yeah, cross over. Yeah, literally means to go over. You know, to go over that side. You know?
어떻습니까? 딱 바로 쓰네. 딱 가르스나 바로 졸람디 바로 가르스나 토람샤지. 딱 토람도 송식세자 던다이 토람 바로 토람샤래. 딱 대나 송식세지다. 바로도 송식세지. 바로 토람샤 대나 송식세지다.
So in this context, in this case, in the case of Paragati. Para in general means over there. You know, to go over there. So here, para means the path of seeing. So para gate means to go. So you have go, and then go over, literally, go over to where? To the path of seeing.
Go over Santosa.
Okay,
mendo chabu chabu cha sezang paru song se le ko len tro wa da jikten da jikten da da ba su su ji wo dang pa kwa se da ya wa chen bu che si cha ge sang to lam su su ji wo ti paru da pa pa sha chi da ba da pa pa lam song sta tin da ko len me do ka si
su di The bodhisattva on the Mahayana-papa accumulation and Mahayana-papa preparation are bodhisattvas, but they are ordinary bodhisattvas. They are still ordinary beings. Yeah. So once the bodhisattva enters into the path of seeing, from then henceforth he is a superior. He's a superior. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So paragate is the demarcation, you know, between an ordinary being and a superior. And there's a huge difference between an ordinary being and a superior, isn't it? Yeah. So here, an ordinary being is crossing over, going beyond the realm of an ordinary being. And when he crosses over, he becomes a superior. Yeah. And so that's the demarcation, isn't it? Between an ordinary being and a superior. And the demarcation between transcendental and worldly, you could say.
What in this one? That the last talks along the Salam Jovana Shingle, that Jolam, ne, that Tolam the Pin to Yang, that also Bongbany Dobby Lodi, that Musum Jung or Kirin Dogala, Bongbany Gong, Jolam Shi Negos, Bongbany Gong, Dinicale, a son of Tinch, that one pocket, Musum the Toy Dogala, Anishi Casa, Tinchida Matam, Musum the Toy Dogala, that Tolam said the child.
So the minor path of preparation, or the ordinary bodhisattva, or meditates, of course, on the on emptiness, isn't it? And in the Mahayana-papa preparation is divided into the four stages, isn't it? So on those four stages of the Mahayana-papa preparation, the Bodhisattva meditates on emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, in order to suppress the manifest conception of true existence. Yeah. But he suppresses the manifest conception of true existence with his wisdom realizing emptiness. But his wisdom realizing emptiness is still a conceptual consciousness, in that it realizes emptiness via meaning generality. Yeah, so the realization comes with and it's based on the perception of emptiness is based on the meaning generality of emptiness. Yeah, but as the Bodhisattva progresses on the Mahayana-papa preparation, the object emptiness becomes clearer and clearer. So come that time. When the Bodhisattva gains a clear appearance of emptiness, when he sees emptiness directly for the first time, without the intervening meaning generality, so means, without he perceives the object, in this case emptiness directly, without the need for any meaning generality or mental image of emptiness, come that time, then the Bodhisattva enters the Mahayana path of seeing. That is how the Bodhisattva transitions from the Mahayana path of preparation to the Mahayana path of seeing. And this transition is again made based on the development of that mind realizing emptiness, isn't it? So in this case, that mind realizing emptiness transforms from a conceptual realization of emptiness into a direct perception of emptiness, isn't it? Yeah, right? So you see, this transition is made again based on in the development of that mind realizing emptiness, and the transition is not made based on their bodhicitta.
What do you mean? Today is Sumdo. Today, what are the things that you want to see? Ani, just that Tongban Yong Sumdo Tong Yong Tongan Shine, just pack it up. You want to just go there, pack it, cut the chart, and see. Ani, Shine, change it, right? That pack it. You want to pack, cut the chart. 디나네 님모 갑대 자이나네 통방 고방 니게 나네 가상도 통방 님모기다 갑대 자이기 로지 뒤도 정말 너바다 잡아시 뒤도 깨시 차가도 와
It is only in at this point in time, that the Bodhisattvas finally gain for the first time, in fact, not the Bodhisattva, anybody, acquires, for the very first time in their whole existence, an actual antidote that is strong enough to counteract, to directly counteract the afflictions, only at this point in time. In this case, the Bodhisattva, the very first time gaining this powerful antidote that is really able to counteract and destroy and the afflictions, isn't it? So, what are the things that are and will be abandoned by this wisdom directly perceiving emptiness? So, in the last lesson, remember we talked a little bit about the minor path of seeing abandonments and the minor path of meditation abandonments, isn't it? So, of the two, it is the minor path of seeing abandonment that is destroyed first. So when the Bodhisattva realizes emptiness directly for the first time, so that wisdom directly perceiving emptiness act as the actual antidote to the minor path of seeing abandonments. What exactly is the minor path of seeing abandonment? It is the intellectually acquired afflictions, isn't it? Not the innate afflictions, only the intellectually acquired afflictions, and perhaps together with their seeds, with the seeds of that of those intellectually acquired afflictions. Yeah. So these are destroyed or abandoned by the uninterrupted path of the minor path of seeing.
다동이야 딱 그래 자와디 단다 거 군다디 말해 그래 자와 지메디 조 생게디 말해 너와 그래 자 원에 생디 군다디 말해 그래 자와 지니기 시서 탈도 바디 아니 생게디 샤비 생게기 니몽다 와 생게 니몽디 샤비 말해
So though this time the intellectually acquired afflictions together with the seeds are destroyed by the interrupted power of the minor power of seeing, although these intellectually acquired afflictions and the seeds are destroyed, but the intellectually acquired afflictions are not the root of samsara. The root of samsara is the innate afflictions. Okay. So the innate afflictions are, or the innate afflictions are the root, the ultimate, the final root of circling in samsara. It's a very final root of samsara. And of course, from our previous studies, that the root of samsara consists of both an apprehension of a self of person and an apprehension of a self of phenomena. But it has to be the innate form of whether it's an apprehension of a self of person or an apprehension of a self of phenomena, the innate forms of these two apprehensions constitute the root of samsara. So, with the uninterrupted path of the minor path of seeing, that uninterrupted path of the minor path of seeing destroys the intellectually acquired afflictions. Only after that does the work of destroying the innate afflictions start. Only after that, that's the actual work start.
That Tondai Ni, that Tinet, that Tongba Yungosum, the Tolong, and Tongba Yungosum, the Tong Yinza, that Tonda, that Tongba Yungosum to the Lotis Chipay, Inaya, Dako, Sonom, so Shendamento, Topchum Sabe, Topji, that 동반이 또 놀라야 너바 체지도 연구해 그래 배셔 와. 손은 초티 잡고 또 동반이 토한 데를 하가도 매버 되나 다 손은 저 사바티 툴라 때네 아니 찍다. 야 동반이는 냠바 샤인도 간라 샌다 매들 너바 쳔보 다 거기 생지기다. 뭐니 치트고야. 바지 디도 아니 사 가서라다. 바지 매람지 끼인 거래. 다 디도 다 고람도 포아세디 디도 이바래. 봐봐.
Okay, so it is the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness that is the actual antidote or the direct antidote to both the intellectually acquired afflictions and the innate afflictions, isn't it? Right. So it is the same wisdom. And in terms of the object that is realized by this wisdom, it's the same. It's not that the wisdom realizing emptiness that can act as an antidote to the innate afflictions and have a slightly, you know, higher realization of emptiness. And it's not like that. The object realized emptiness is the same by the wisdom. But there's a difference in terms of the collection of merit that accompanies this wisdom. Depending on the collection of the merit that accompanies this wisdom, then commensurate with the strength of the accumulation of merit that accompanies this wisdom, then this wisdom, you know, could be stronger. Well, it realizes the same object emptiness, but in terms of its strength, it is stronger. So, after abandoning the intellectually acquired afflictions, right? Then the bodhisattva accumulates merit, of course. And come the time when his accumulation of merit, you know, is powerful enough to enable his wisdom directly perceiving emptiness to act as a direct antidote to the innate afflictions, come that time, that's when the bodhisattva achieves the uninterrupted path of meditation, isn't it? Yeah. But technically, he achieves the first ground, uninterrupted path of the path of meditation. That first ground, uninterrupted path of the path of meditation, is the direct antidote to the first of the innate afflictions. Yeah.
Tondany Bokas, not Tolam, Colum de Perdia, that Tondanita, Co Tombanito and Lodi, and his number two on them, the Colum Gita, Corsore, the Gong, thinking in your monkey, the one you two on them, a child of Tolam Colum Port.
So you see again, you know, when is the, how is the transition made, you know, from the path of seeing to the path of meditation? The transition is made when, in this case, the transition is made when the bodhisattva's wisdom directly perceiving emptiness becomes, you know, powerful enough to act as a direct antidote to the innate afflictions. Yeah. So when that his wisdom directly perceiving emptiness becomes powerful enough to act as an antidote to the innate afflictions, that is when he makes the transition from the path of seeing to the path of meditation. Is in the chart table. Huh? Ujibo. Kau lakbo.
What to say? That teacher, and it's because of Barakati said, Barasangatis, what to say, teacher, so is Barasani, Paro, Samson, and Castle, Yang Tapas, Gatini, Song, Songshik, Yang Tap, Songshik,
Okay, so next you have Parasamgate, you know, you know what's para, you know what's gate, Parasam. Some you could mean perfectly. In this case, it means perfectly, thoroughly, perfectly. You know? So, thoroughly go beyond, perfectly go beyond.
Oh, that is the one. That is the column. That is the column. That is the
one. So, Parasamgate is a. Parasamgati shows the path of meditation. Yeah.
Oh, Tolam Ti, Paro Golam Seta, Tolam Golam.
So he's saying, you know, to go, you know, to go from the path of seeing, you know, and from the path of seeing, you go over to the crossover and go over to the path of meditation. So from Paragate, you know, one moves transitions to the Parasamgate. So you know, it's, so in short, it means, you know, crossing over from the path of seeing into the path of meditation. Yeah. So what does this show? This shows that the Bodhisattva has to move on, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, he has really realized emptiness. He has seen emptiness, the truth directly, already, isn't it? I mean, you could say there's nothing else much to see. Again, I mean, you've seen it already. I mean, you know. But you know, but obviously the you know the Bodhisattvas don't just you know just kind of sit there and then they've seen it, I've done it, I've been there and done that, that kind of thing, you know. So they are asked to go over to move on into the path of meditation. So yeah, so what do they do in the path of meditation? It's not as if they're realizing emptiness again. Now they've really seen it. They've really realized it, you know. But what happens on the path of meditation is, you know, as the word meditation suggests, they're meditating on emptiness. They're meditating on that which has meditating on the emptiness that they have already seen, that they have already ascertained. So they are familiarizing. Meditate, you know, in Tibetan has the connotation of to familiarize. So the Bodhisattvas on the path of meditation are familiarizing with what they have already ascertained from before. Yeah. And if you look at the, you remember the, you know, that chart, you know, that paths and grounds chart, you know, the based on that chart, yeah, how many uninterrupted paths are there on the minor path of meditation? There are 10 uninterrupted paths, isn't it? Yeah. So each of these 10 uninterrupted paths are meditations, yeah, on emptiness, isn't it? Right? So after, you know, this, after abandoning the intellectually acquired afflictions, the bodhisattvas, you know, meditate on emptiness and familiarize themselves with what they have really realized in order to counteract and destroy the innate afflictions, yeah, isn't it? So, and they destroy their innate afflictions with the meditation on emptiness. In of course, for them, it is a direct perception of emptiness. Yeah. So, so you look at the chart. There are many uninterrupted paths. Yeah. So, basically, all the interrupted paths, all the way up to the end of the seventh ground and entering the eighth ground, those uninterrupted paths are meditations on emptiness. And those meditations of emptiness are done in order to destroy the innate afflictions, isn't it? So when the innate afflictions together with their seeds are destroyed, the bodhisattva simultaneously enters, achieves the eighth ground, isn't it? So on the eighth, once they enter into the eighth ground, the bodhisattvas have no more afflictions. Yeah. The seeds of the afflictions are also destroyed. But they still have something left over, you know? Something left over, you know? Some obscurations that are left over that needs to be removed. Yeah. And those are the knowledge obscurations, you know, that prevents them from being omniscient. So on the eighth, ninth, and tenth ground, they continue their meditation and familiarization with emptiness in order to destroy the knowledge obscurations, isn't
it?
So you see the path of meditation has quite a lot of stuff in it. Yeah. Basically a lot of things to be done. So you look at the path of seeing, the minor path of seeing relative to the minor path of meditation is very short, yeah? The minor path of seeing is quite, I mean, relatively very short, isn't it, yeah?
Look at the chart, it's very short. Minor, the meditation part is, so many.
So if you look at, you know, you just, you know, look, you know, based on what you see in the chart, you know. Right, you look at the chart, you know. What it seems, I mean, the chart is a representation of what happens on the path, isn't it? Based on the chart, you know, don't you see that it is implying that the innate afflictions are much more difficult to overcome than the intellectually acquired afflictions, isn't it? Because the intellectually acquired afflictions are abandoned on the minor path of seeing, and it is abandoned by just one uninterrupted path. One interrupted path does all the job. The whole works of the intellectually acquired afflictions, and together with all his ancestors from the 18 generations and what so forth, and the whole works, you know, everything is destroyed in one go. You know? And then there's just one, what you call that, path of release. You know? But if you look at the innate afflictions, you know, the innate afflictions, is based on our previous discussion, if you remember, the innate afflictions are divided into nine levels, isn't it? And then you have the knowledge obscurations. The knowledge obscurations are divided into three, isn't it? Yeah. So all of them constitutes innate afflictions. Isn't it? Yeah, they make up all the innate afflictions. Yeah. And in order to even just overcome or destroy the afflictive obscurations, so many uninterrupted paths are needed. Yeah, all the way up to the end of the seventh ground. Isn't it? So many uninterrupted paths are needed, even just to destroy the innate afflictions and together with the seeds. Then after that, another three uninterrupted paths are needed in order to overcome the imprint of the afflictions, isn't
it? Shitsuk said in the Yamudu, that in you tower a kishik says in Paradatata. Tindes Lamalopse,
Okay, then you have Bodhi. Bodhi means, in this case, enlightenment. Swaha in general means establish or plant the base, literally. But what it means here, of course, is achieve what? Enlightenment. You should achieve enlightenment.
Tak tiga kali sahaja, tak terjadi milalam sedih, tak tanda, tak milalam dia, jadang waktu sungguh ada.
So, Bodhi is means enlightenment, yeah. And what it shows is the minor path of no more learning, dia bu.
Waktu sini, tak tanda, tak namjuta, sebenarnya mu dua siapa ni namju ngah di sini, tak, lepas tak.
So this mantra tadyata kade kade para kade para sam kade buddhi swaha is like a very short version of the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra. Yeah. So if you want to condense the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra, you can be condensed into this mantra. So sometimes when we're doing certain rituals, you know, or at those times when there's a need to recite this particular sutra, the heart of the perfection of wisdom sutra. For whatever reason, if there's a lack of time, sometimes it is just reciting, accumulating reciting the mantra is said to be sufficient. Yeah, yeah. But if you think about the meaning of the mantra, and if you have an idea of the passing grounds, and although the mantra itself is very short, but its meaning, and the meaning that is encompassed by this mantra is huge. You know. There's so many things that one can think about, even just reciting the mantra, isn't it?
Oh, tender shop. That in the inzang, Karsana, that's all, Mazota, so the Karsana, that lamb in Namshu Sungedi, so Tarba Tunyaki, Kansar Chido Sunkia, Tarba Tundu Nyangi, Anichi, that Kansar Chida Sunkia, Tarba Tundu Nyangi, you know, that till a Lomna Mata, Medimino Chakia.
This presentation of the paths and grounds and the mode of progress in through these various paths and grounds are spoken for who? Spoken for those who are desiring liberation, who are looking for liberation. So
that means not for us. I'm joking. That's true.
They want liberation. They want liberation from class, and higher liberation is from exam. So it is meant. The presentation of paths and grounds is meant for those, you know, who are desiring or heartfelt, you know, looking for liberation. Yeah. So for an individual who is, you know, from the heart seeking real happiness and liberation, then the understanding and the practice of the instruction, you know, basically understanding and then the passing grounds is essential. Yeah. So in fact, it's indispensable. Yeah.
Oh, today, Chizang, that today is today. That means that you, Sanje, Tenpa, Sesh, that you. 용구도 산재기 땜바 세시 다 돈다 산재기 땜바라 지금 몽부 용구래 산재기 땜바라 다 가장 시원하시래 농기 땜바 안 똑배 땜바 세니까 산재기 땜바 세더니 똑배 땜바 농기 땜바 세더니 나 똑배 땜바라 냠는 담에다 용구 요래 다 티나네 다 원해지 다바 두년 남기 다 매도 매로운 거야디 다 돈이 돈에 따와디래스 안 돈이 돈에 따와디 원해지 가르소래 시우지 다 가소래. 땜배 나네. 다 닝보도시 자야지. 어디 숨겨요? 그래.
The Buddhist teachings is twofold. Well, the Dharma, we talk about the Dharma, the Buddha Dharma, Buddhist teachings. It's twofold. Scriptural Dharma and realizational Dharma. Yeah. Of course, the realizational Dharma is the main one. And within realizational Dharma, there's so many realizations and so many practices and realizations that one can do and achieve, isn't it? But one of the most important, if not the top one, or most, perhaps you could say, the most important is the view of reality, having the view, understanding the realization of emptiness. Yeah. Especially for someone who is in the heart, really looking for permanent peace and happiness. We say liberation, right? What is permanent peace and happiness? So an understanding and realization of ultimate nature of reality, emptiness, is indispensable, non-negotiable, indispensable for such a person. Yeah. So if you think about it, actually the wisdom, the teachings on emptiness, and especially the view of emptiness, the realization of emptiness, that is like the very heart, the heart, essence of the entire Buddha's teachings.
What do you mean? Chazan, that is, and that to you to be Tawati, that to be Tembin, Nang, Nimbo, so in said it, that the Salam with Totan, the Duke, Sahakovina, the Shujita, Konyaka Shetwish, Novako, so so Tarba Tunis, Nimunga Capta Chaku, Nimunga Capta Chab.
So the view of emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, is the very pinnacle or the crest of the heart, the essence of the entire Buddha Dharma. But of course, in order to really understand this and really appreciate this from the heart, then you have to know why, isn't it? Yeah, how important the view of emptiness is. So, for example, based on what we have discussed so far, we have been talking about the paths and grounds and how an individual moves and transitions from one milestone to the other milestone on the way to enlightenment, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, and of course, the whole point of practicing or traversing the paths is to counteract and destroy the cause of suffering, the afflictions or destructive emotions, isn't it? But if you look at all the different milestones, how is the transition made? The transition is made when that their view or the realization of the ultimate nature of reality progresses and develops. Yeah, that's how the transition is made. From this, you can see how important the view of emptiness or the ultimate nature of reality is. Yeah. So it's indispensable, without which there's nothing we can do to our afflictions. Nothing.
Oh, today is that tembe nyingbo ani chita sanje tembe nyingbo sedi da tonyo to tawa sedi la otoksini da shungma bone de shike me.
So therefore, in many of the great treatises, the view, we see here the view, the correct view. Of course, the view of emptiness is not the view that you can see when you're outside, your penthouse view, the correct view of the ultimate nature of reality. That's why, for the reasons I've stated, and that's why the view of emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, is said in many treatises to be the very heart and the essence of the entire Buddha Dharma.
Yeah. 거 돈이 더 따와서 계신 분이 봐. 자친 분이 봐. 다 랑게 길에 맞잖아 미디가 해 봐. 딘데라니 고아 차고야. 그러고 어떻게 인사를.
So it is so important for to gain and from your own side, you know, it's important that you gain an understanding, you know, and a conviction in your heart, you know, how important, is it, you know, to have the correct view, of the ultimate nature of reality, emptiness, and it's important to gain a conviction, you know, and appreciation in your own heart, you know, the, how precious, you know, how holy and precious such a view is, and it's also important for you to gain a conviction, a desire in your heart, you know, to want to understand and actualize this view.
Yeah. 대조실집 흉, 다 지주스 조어지는 때문에 흉디, 다 농기 때문에 망보이게 나네, 농기 때문에 조사 닝보 세디, 다 동만이 때문에 흉디 차에, 다 됐습니다.
So of course, in order to actualize this realizational dharma, this the correct view of reality, which is the pinnacle of all the entire Buddha Dharma, the heart essence, the most important Buddha Dharma. Yeah. In order to actualize this, you have to depend on the great treatises, those valid texts, you know, that shows you how to develop the view, yeah? Isn't it? So you have to depend on the scriptural dharma. In order to actualize the realization dharma, you have to depend on the scriptural dharma. And of all the so many categories of scriptural dharma, those great treatises and texts, you know, that show the unmistaken meaning of emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality. So these texts are like the cream or the best, you know, of all the scriptural dharma.
Oh, Tukshin, Chezang, Tindeshin, that Tindezang, Tezang, that Tandashuan, Shire, that Tombani to the Tower, the huge Kishiba, when I put Nimunga, when you queen by Yapo, you want to. Ani chik rangi tosam chisi yapu shen du gana ngone chik da chwe dunye gane da dunbaas da ngone chik denjungi dun di sungay di nyimungi nyimbo takla diresini ngone ratawa chisi da denjungi dun sungay di sunye gane dunba di dunba shenda me da ani chik yinba chik ngone chik ngone chik nangpe dunba di shenda me da yinba la yang chik ngone teba me da kye chik karisi nako Dungal desati, Zawa Nimuchi, Nimola Tata, when you desert Shell Yangta with Dungadi, that Denjung Tawai, but in the Shin Dugala, that Dumba Shenda Medoista, Dumba Shenda Mendawa Shetwe, Taba Shenda Mendawa Getwe, when a Shin Taba Toba said, Pitcher Yunta Dinisa.
So, yeah. So, you know, based on your own personal learning and reflection, you know, when you come to understand for yourself, you know, how, you know, our afflictions is the main cause of all your misery, and of all the afflictions, if you see how, you know, it is the ego grasping, the sense of the incorrect sense of an I that is the source of all the afflictions and therefore all the suffering and all the problems that come from it, you know. And if you see how that's the case, and if you see how it is the view, it is the understanding or dependent arising. If you see how it is the view or dependent arising, the understanding or dependent arising, that will enable you to destroy the root of all your past, present, and future misery. So if you see these two points, you connect these two points, then definitely you will gain a very, you know, different kind of appreciation for the teacher, the founder, in this case Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, who taught this, you know, the view of dependent arising. Then you'll be able to see, you know, for yourself, you know, how your own refuge, in this case the founder Buddha, stands, you know, he's so just different, you know, in his class, in a class of his own, yeah. You see for yourself. And there, from that, then you develop a really and heartfelt faith and appreciation for Buddha.
Yeah.
So you see, from the discussion so far, you can see how it is not easy, really, to gain, you know, to gain a personal conviction in your own object of refuge. In this case, you know, we are Buddhists, and we consider Buddha to be our object of refuge. Isn't it? Buddha, yeah? The founder, isn't it? Yeah? But really, you know, to be able to gain a personal conviction that your founder is really, you know, bo-wei-zao, you know. We say bo-wei-zao, that means no competition, you know. He's in a completely different class of his own. In fact, the one and only class, the other are not classes at all. I mean, in order to gain that understanding, you really have to gain a conviction in his speech, his teachings, especially in all the things that we have talked about, how the afflictions and especially ego grasping is the root of all our problems, and how it is only his teaching on the dependent origination and dependent arising that can destroy the root of all our suffering. When you see that, only then you start to gain an appreciation of how Tokong Buddha is. Otherwise, it's difficult, isn't it? For many people, they when they think of Buddha, they probably think that he's pretty important. I mean, it's bokao lat, you know. Not, I mean, yeah, he looks good. He's not as powerful as, you know, in the traditional Indian context. You know, people think of Brahma and Shiva and what have you, you know. Perhaps in our context, we think of Tikong, Tuapekong, and what have you. We always think the Buddha doesn't have much power. Right? You know, we like to pray to all these different things, isn't it? Yeah. Is this a sign, isn't it? It's a sign that we don't really understand, is it? And then we see, you know, when you compare Buddha and other objects of refuge, you know, you have to think clearly, you know. Of course, you turn to a refuge in order to solve your problems. But there are two ways of solving the problems. One is getting at the root and eliminating the problem once and for all. The usual way of correcting the problem is just, you know, addressing the symptoms, you know, but do not really, you know, really address the root cause of the problem, you know. So, you know, relying on these worldly gods and what have you, yeah, you know, they help you temporarily, you know, a little bit here and there, you know, but it doesn't solve the problem, isn't it?
Ani ti nyimbo nyimbo chitang tinde la chi kwa cha yin dukana ta ti to nye ki ani ta ani chi ta dangba ta chaya tuma chaya tuma ani chi o ngone shenda me dao shi resha si ni chi samu kore chi yung tuwe o tine isar che zang ta nye gyundu shuwe tire ta lo kyun chik kore su ta nye o tukshin kuma che nye kati dere.
Therefore, we have to discover for ourselves, you know, how it is the ignorance, you know, our ignorance is the root of all our problems, and how it is only the Buddha's presentation on the ultimate nature of reality, emptiness, and especially through his teaching on dependent arising, that is the only antidote to destroy the root of all our suffering. So when we see this and we put these two together, then you begin to realize, you know, how precious now Buddha is now, how different he is, and he's completely in his class of his own. Yeah. Only then you really have a really deep appreciation and very different kind of faith and trust in Buddha. Yeah. So in order to develop such a kind of conviction and faith, therefore it's very important to educate ourselves, to learn. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I always encourage and persuade all of you to learn and study. Yeah. So that's the point, see? You really have to learn and We need faith before we can aspire to something. We must have faith in a particular object before we or a particular goal before we can aspire for. Yeah, and it's only with a strong aspiration for that goal, only then will that translate into effort. And when we put in effort, then we will achieve the goal. So in order to have the goal, you need the joyous perseverance effort. Effort, sustained and real and sustained effort can only come from a stable aspiration. Stable aspiration cannot arise without a stable faith. You know? And of all the different kinds of faith there are, you know, there are many different levels and qualities, different kinds of faith, you know. But the faith, you know, the faith that we are talking about here is the faith that arises from understanding. You see the point. Oh, dear. So in order to have this kind of faith, we have to investigate, isn't it? We have to learn, study. Oh, why? You see? So whatever you are doing here is a supporting condition in order for you to move, you know, towards, you know, having faith, real faith, which will then help you to have a stable aspiration, which will then translate into stable effort, and then the result. Yeah. So even so, we are actually very fortunate, very very fortunate. Yeah, to even have this opportunity to hear and to reflect on the Buddha's teachings. Even in the case we don't achieve anything spectacular out of this endeavor, and we don't achieve any realizations, but even, you know, just to have an opportunity, you know, to learn and to have some understanding of these things, and it makes us, you know, really very fortunate. Yeah. So if come the day when we are able to develop this real, you know, faith, you know, trust in Buddha, you know, the trust that comes from understanding, you know, then you could say that, you know, this is one of the ways that you have actually made your human life, you know, this current human life or human existence meaningful. So therefore, you should try and persevere and try and to make sure that, and whatever you do here, here you're educating yourselves and through learning and through reflection, to make sure that it becomes a supporting course for you to move closer and closer to generating this stable and unshakable conviction and faith. Yeah. Many great masters of the past have said that of all the Dharma understanding you can have, an individual can have, the highest understanding is the understanding of dependent arising.
Dokpe lungi tenju mangbu yubi nane, donyi tobe, donyi jose zoro chini shung tenzo, ta lungi tenju zore seshi. Ta rangi tena, tinde chini ta, shungla tosam chechi ta, ane chi rangi kula donyi tobe taoji kyeba ina, sherabi nane ta, ta sheba nange chok, ta donyi tobe sherabi kira kyeba diresu, otok sumo yore.
So the heart of all the realizational dharma is the mind realizing emptiness, and the heart or the best of all the best of the scriptural dharma are the great treatises, the teachings that shows the meaning of dependent arising, or which points to emptiness. Yeah. So based on those scriptural dharma, then come the day when we gain an understanding, an actual correct understanding of emptiness, then that understanding that we will come to possess in the future is the highest of all the knowledge you can have. Dharma knowledge, yeah, that's the highest, most important.
Yeah. She to the ropes which dish, that take up lion. That to the mouse, she condition by an iron, tarpa tobala. That make a change in machine, tarpa toy saw in a minute. To the sweet look like a ship, go down make a change, shinche, omche, anichita, any lamb dresser, tarpa tobe sung to the mouse look like a lot down mem Madonna, tarpa tobe never look on the ship to the mouse.
If you remember from our past discussions on the four Buddhist tenets, yeah, right? Isn't it the case that all four Buddhist tenets are equivocal in saying that liberation can only be attained? Real permanent peace and happiness, liberation from samsara, can only be attained when an individual realizes selflessness. All four Buddhist tenets, and all they differ on as to what constitutes the view of emptiness, but they're all the same in saying that, you know, without realizing selflessness, there's no way to progress on the path to liberation. Yeah, isn't it? In fact, the mode of progress on the path to liberation are explained primarily on the realization of selflessness, isn't it?
Oh, today is Tomar Anishi. Tawa Kartaki Chaja Shi, citizen, Dija Tamja Mita, Sasia Tamja Tonga, Chutan, Tonshi Dam, Yangada Deva Shiva, Sudu, Tatuka, Mo Shige, Kelimaji Chagatua.
And all four Buddhist tenets, you know, accept the four seals. You know, the four seals that attest that a particular doctrine is the teaching of Buddha, isn't it? So you remember what the four seals are, isn't it? Yeah, seals. Yeah, not that thing that people clap on the head. The four seals are, all compounded phenomena are impermanent, which is Sachitamjimita. All contaminated phenomena are misery. All phenomena are empty and selfless. And nirvana is peace, in bracket real. So if you look at the four seals, yeah, the third one, all phenomena are empty and selfless. It's extremely important Because it's only when you have the third seal, on the basis of the third seal, then you can have the fourth one, and nirvana is peace. If you want peace, you know, then you, you know, how is peace achieved? How is peace possible? How is nirvana possible? How is nirvana achieved? That whole explanation has to come based on understanding the third seal, how all phenomena are empty and selfless. Yeah.
어떻게 제단다 변했다 자자 시대에 선물이 땅도 되래 이제서 미답하서도 저 군중대 봤어요. 안에 사실은 동아 왔어도 나 동아 대 봤어. 송에 아 동시 다음에 왔어도 남미 대 봤어요. 양아래 대 봤어. 쉬워서도 고바 대 봤어. 대신에 잖아요. 또 잖아요. 배진다 선물 다 해준 게 있어요.
So if you know we can relate the four seals to the four noble truths in this way. The first one, all composed phenomena are impermanent. You can relate that to true origins. All contaminated phenomena are misery. You can relate that to true suffering. All phenomena are empty and selfless. You can relate that to true path. And nirvana is peace. You can relate that to true cessation. Yeah.
我今天什么答应说的？他懂得用不念学的嘞。他东西他没把写的，他当面被倒被写了就没听得起。现在他当面倒被倒了写的，修就结起没下来，就不到毛写给多了。当面倒被倒了写的没用吧？俺们按照读的电影都写特别辛苦的话。So
without understanding how all phenomena are selfless. How all phenomena lack a self, then we are not going to have the nirvana that is peace. Yeah. So therefore, the realization of selflessness is indispensable. Is you know in achieving a nirvana liberation and enlightenment. Yeah. So therefore, all the four Buddhist tenets assert the four these four seals. Yeah.
哦，的确，他天天一张，他天天打每个，他打每个打完这些家到了，那不上家了，他做的忙些没到，因为要的，这张他我呢就，怕给休息，别他不这些家的，他打每个这些家的，啊，我嘛他就不在，知道吧？他打每个天谁的，他去让心动吧谁的，知道吧？休息的时候是这些家，休息不，我呢他，我做用那些。
So all four Buddhist tenets assert the four seals of which means they all assert that all phenomena are empty and selfless. Yeah. But having said that, all four have different opinion as to what that means, isn't it? Yeah. They have different explanations of what exactly is selflessness, isn't it? Right. As you saw. Did you see? As you saw in the previous module, during your study of tenets, yeah, you see the meaning of selflessness is just different. Yeah, everybody have their own take. Yeah, but of course, I mean to cut the story short, it is the middle way consequence school's explanation of the emptiness that is the most correct one, to the point, the most profound, most correct. Basically, according to them, all phenomena, person and otherwise, all are empty of existing inherently.
어떠시니? 나 디네스도 가나 땅은 저 주화지 내고래야. 그 다음에 그 디시주도 민다리 가르친 차버렸어. 나 또 마우시. 그 가르친 나 죽다리 그 민다리 야이디 가르렸어. 나 디 주화리 그러와. 딜레바이나 나 삼루도 땅에나 소니. 나 밖에 콜베 잡아 니몽세 콜베 규세디 모순당디 민다리 구요. 제가 디 민다리다. 나 디라 니무신기 다음에 그 디시주도 민다리.
Okay, so the middle way consequence school's explanation of selflessness is the really the correct one, yeah, and that which accords with reality. Yeah. But having said that, no, then I mean it's quite natural for people to then ask, What the heck? Do I have to study all this for? Just tell me the prasangikas. No, you tell me all this grandma, long grandmother story, and blah 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 blah. So, I mean, naturally, we will think, yeah, isn't it? Why you don't have to tell me so much? You know, just tell me the essence, executive summary. That's what you like. Yeah? Why are there these different presentations of selflessness? Why? Because there are differing views as to what constitutes the root of samsara, is it? Everybody, yeah, isn't it? I mean, everybody agrees that the grasping at the self is the root of samsara. But people have different opinions as to what grasping at the self means, isn't it? Because there are different opinions as to what constitutes the root of samsara, for simplicity's sake, you say there are four different views as to what samsara, four different views as to what really is the root of samsara, right? Because there are four different views as to what is the problem, then of course, when they propose the solution, you're not going to have just one solution, you're going to have four proposals, isn't it? Right? So that's why you have these different presentations of what selflessness is, lah. Right? So it is the middle way consequence school's explanation of what the root of samsara is that is the clearest, no? Clearest, most profound, but yet very subtle. Very subtle. So, and since their presentation of what exactly is the root of all our problems, no? Because their presentation is so precise, so profound, but yet so subtle, this makes their presentation of selflessness the best. Because they have identified the problem correctly, then obviously the solution that they propose, you know, which is the view of selflessness, obviously that's the most profound, most correct, most refined, most subtle. Devo. So in the teachings, it is mentioned. Mention the extensive, great benefits of hearing the teachings on emptiness and reflecting on emptiness.
Yeah.
So, for example, according to the 300 verse of Perfection of Wisdom, in this particular sutra, it's mentioned, and so it gives an example of someone who makes offerings, you know, of the seven kinds of precious jewels. And so making offerings of how many of such seven kinds of precious jewels? Seven precious jewels, it is enough to fill the entire existence, and not just this universe, not just this galaxy, but, you know, wherever there's space. And then, you know, filling the whole of existence with the seven kinds of precious jewels, and then offering it that to all the Buddhas. Of course, I mean, if you think about the merit, there's no need to talk about the amount of merit that you can accumulate, isn't it? Yeah. But when this merit is compared to the merit of someone just, you know, having taken a four-line verse from this particular sutra, which is a sutra of teaching on emptiness, yeah, and then just teaching it to others, you know, this merit is much greater compared to the earlier example. Yeah.
Oh, tenacity. That tenacity is something that one. That thing I go, how to say? Tenacity, I go for the pain. The tension, na, yung ano, just tasam chela. Yung si mo na kapag lang to da. Tila to charge sa na yaga mendo mendo bumji to na samji to na yaga mendo da. Di niyan na to chumi to sa yung gudwa. Alwa. Ina ko pain siya kuya. Pain siya ba yun? Muna si mendo bum sa ba yun? Cha bum tang ba yun? Pain din to mendo ba? Alwa. Jig. Duk sa ni siya ni mo tuyan sa samlo yung tang na. Duk samlo ba na pain na din to siya mendo ba? Alwa. Ta san jig zinis sung yung kumano ba? Tiba yung gudwa.
So it is good, you know, it's useful to remember or in general, the benefits of doing a particular thing, you know. And in general it's useful to remember, yeah. I mean, it motivates you, yeah. So, you know, based on this quotation, you know, this you know, many more, you know, but it's just based on this quotation you understand, you know, some understanding of the merit, you know, you accumulate just by, you know, learning about emptiness, thinking about emptiness, you know. It's much more than, you know, filling up your whole world. I mean, where are you going to find so many jewels in the first place? I mean, that's my own commentary, but the point is, you have to remember, because, you know, sometimes, you know, it happens, you know, there are people, you know, there are people who, in the course of the studies, you know, they get a bit sian. And they think, hey, what's the point of learning all this, you know, all this, you know, intellectual garbage, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, why am I doing all this? Isn't it better? I think I go and do 100,000 prostrations. Or maybe I go and do 100,000 mandala offerings. I don't know. I mean, I want to accumulate merit, you know. But if you think about it, if you think about this particular quotation, you know, I mean, there's no comparison, there's no fight, right? Oh, you. But I mean, of course, assuming that the Buddha doesn't lie, and the Buddha, I mean, if you think about it, the Buddha probably doesn't lie, right?
Oh, today, so, that was right. That long, since Gong Gao Lao Samlo, that by now, that so few years ago, that Samlo Ti, that by now, right? Just. 된다라 니지 터바치 아니지 때스 친구 고아차 근데 차바 좀 있다고는 근데 지주 삼아데 가와서 보자 한 손놈사 시우사야 아니 가와 공부해지 뭔랑 시 로숨 어디네 말이야 봐
So yeah, so that's why, you know, if you think about the benefit, you know, in this case the benefit of learning and about reflecting on our selflessness, you know, and think of the benefit and also think of the merit, yeah. So if you ascertain for yourself that indeed there is this benefit, and indeed there is such merit to begin, and, you know, of course, then you will find your efforts at learning and reflecting on emptiness to be worthwhile, and you discover that, then you realize that you are then lucky, fortunate, isn't it? Then you'll be able to rejoice still.
That again, that not sure some yongs so dumb by now, then be new boy in town. Any dumba don't buy any tension at dumba di, send a mental hippo. Any tet of a loaded chum by now, never send a mental yas, tinde never share by now. Any go paint chamber body, tet and then on the colors, quash as you want.
So if you have an overview of the importance of realizing or understanding emptiness, based on the note our earlier discussions, yeah, you know, how the root of all our problems is ignorance, and how the only antidote, you know, that can destroy ignorance is the view, is the mind realizing emptiness, which has to come from understanding dependent origination, dependent arising. So we have a complete understanding, overview, perspective of all these things, you know, when you put together, then you'll be able to appreciate the benefit of that is mentioned in this sutra, for example, yeah, the benefits that you can get, yeah.
Okay, we stop here. So continue our sutra in the next class.
Okie dokie. So we'll finish off with the usual prayers.